Twinkling lights floating along Lake Champlain will begin the annual festival during the Parade of Lights on the evening of July 11th. The regatta itself on July 14th features three sailboat racing divisions, drawing competitors from across New England and Canada. Plattsburgh Mayor, Republican Don Kasperzak.
We're really excited about our schedule and our entertainment, as well as everything else going on this year for our Mayor's Cup and Regatta. The downtown will be busy, which is what we like, and there's a lot more going on this year, I believe, than there has been in the past.
A downtown festival will be held in conjunction with the regatta. This year, the Sunrise Rotary, which sponsors the race, is also helping promote a new project that will be built along Plattsburgh's new Saranac River Trail. Sunrise Rotary Mayor's Cup co-chair Gail Recor explains that a portion of revenues from t-shirt sales will go toward a planned handicapped accessible community treehouse.
As soon as Sunrise Rotary announced that we were going to be part of this project, we got a lot of great support from a lot of different people saying, this is great, this is awesome to be able to have something for the handicapped people in this area, because how many things do we have that they can access?
Max Moore Memorial Treehouse Project Coordinator Ashley Cousins says the design is being finalized as they attempt to raise between $60,000 to $100,000.
A lot of the cost is because it needs to be sustainable, and if we're going to make it accessible to everyone, it needs to be safe. So there's a special ramp that will come out from the Saranac River Trail and sort of meanders through the woods to a gazebo-like structure built around the trees. A lot of it is just making sure that it's safe and usable for everybody.
The size of the community treehouse is yet to be determined, but it will be large enough to accommodate families and groups. The idea, according to Ashley Cousins, came from a local doctor.
Dr. Heidi Moore, she's a local pediatrician. Her son Max had significant challenges, was in a wheelchair, and she had always wanted to share the experience of being in a tree with her children. Because of Max's disabilities, she wasn't really able to do that with him, and they had this idea for a handicap accessible treehouse. Max actually passed away at the age of 8, about 2 years into the planning process, so everything kind of was on pause for a little bit until last year, and so that's where the idea came from, but it's just another way to have a recreation facility that's free and open to the public that anyone in our community can use.
Sunrise Rotary President Thomas Gosrick says the project will be a focal point of ongoing efforts to renovate the downtown river area.
This is going to be a beautiful area, and it's really going to be a special place to come and enjoy the scenery that's part of Plattsburgh that really, I think, will help to highlight the river and what potential the river has. And then that, I think, can create ripples to other people exploiting the river for the beauty that we have. And, you know, I think that's already happening.
After the formal presentation, Ashley Cousins walked to the nearby footbridge to point out the location of the planned community treehouse.
These three poplars right here on the shore. The original artist rendering that I've been working with has a ramp that actually comes out from over there. It'll be kind of like a gazebo up in the trees.
Mayor Kasperzak says the new trail and the planned treehouse are assets the downtown needs.
Tourism is outstanding and we need it. We need to bring people here. They need to come back. And these types of projects are what we have to strive to do.
Organizers hope the Max Moore Memorial Treehouse will be completed by next spring. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.